resilience is the ability to bounce back from problems and setbacks. Let me say it again. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from problems and setbacks. You know, it's funny. This is actually what I believe my superpower has been. Out of all the things that I believe I'm good at, I think I'm good at some things. I think I got some skills. I got some talents. Okay. I've had some really nice successes in my life. And the more I think about it, when I was putting this together, it's really my ability to bounce back that has gotten me where I am and will continue to help me grow and get better. It's like the old Japanese proverb, right? Fall 7 times, stand up 8. Doesn't matter. You just got to get up one more time that you got your ass knocked down. See, we all have this resilience to some degree. We have it in different levels. You know, I'm mega resilient. In fact, I think one of the assessments on me and my who I am, personality, you know, blah, 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 shit like that, resilience was like off the charts for me. Okay. Some of you might be lower, whatever. And I'm not pigeonholing me or you here. All I'm saying is we have it to some degree. Some of it might be developed more than other people. But guys, here's the thing. We all have it to some degree, and it's important to recognize opportunities to draw on your resilience. You know, when do we do that? Like when things don't go as planned. You don't get what you want. You didn't hit the sales goals. You have an employee quit. Mistakes are made. Bad shit happens. We could go on and on. You could come up with your own damn list. Okay? How do you respond? See, it's important to recognize these things as an opportunity to draw and develop my resilience. See, what I've come to learn is, in short here, it's not the adversity that is important. Okay? As hard or as painful as it might be, the adversity that you are facing right now in any area of your life or business is not as important as how you choose to respond. So guys, I want to give you 5 things here. These are 5 things from me, from Tom, that I want to share to help you build your resilience. Number 1, choose to reframe. That means when something happens, question what happened. Don't just automatically go, oh, I'm doomed when things don't go as planned. One example from my personal life I'll give you guys here that I've talked about a little bit before. My ex-wife and I, we were unable to conceive naturally. We tried for several years. Because of that, I now have 3 kids. 2 of them are 20. 1 of them is 15. All were adopted. One's from the Atlanta area. One's from Haiti. Those are my 2 boys. And they're a couple months apart. They're 20 years old. And then you got my daughter who's from China. And she's 15 and a half now. This has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm telling you, hands down, is being able to build my family through adoption. As hard as it was going through the in vitro and all the other shit and the testing and this and that, a lot of the disappointments, one of the things I kept trying to tell myself is this is a good thing. This could be the best thing ever. This could be the best thing ever. And in the moment, it's hard to do that. Easier said than done. Or another example would be the economy, the Great Recession of 2008 and all that bullshit. Okay. When business was cut in like more about in half, which felt like overnight, instead of whining and bitching, I remember saying out loud to myself, maybe this will be the best thing that has ever happened to our business because of what we can learn here, what I can learn and how I can grow as a leader. So guys, if you want to develop your resilience, you got to choose to reframe the shit that happens. Speaking of what happens, 2, refuse to be the victim. A lot of us freak out because this happened to me. This happened to me. No, it happened for you. Yeah, I'm one of those people that believes shit happens for you. There was a lesson I needed to learn in something. Maybe a lesson the world needed to learn, you know, in something. It doesn't matter. I don't overthink it, but I just refuse to be the victim. I don't have this mentality like the universe is out to fucking get me. People are out to get me. I simply go, all right, this happened. These are the present conditions that I'm dealing with right now. How can I turn this into something that really happened for me? Third thing, guys, hang with positive people. You got to end the negative thoughts. I am no different than you. I have just as many negative thoughts flying in and out of my head every damn minute, it seems. The difference is who I hang with, who I surround myself with. You know, when you hang with the right people, mental shit, okay, instead of, you know, you hanging in there and swimming around in it with them, all right? So you got to choose carefully who you hang with. Fourth thing, look to past shit that you've overcome. Seriously, you've already been resilient before. You've already overcome things. You've already had adversity. This is just another opportunity for you to grow. Okay, so before you get all fucking butthurt, you know, but it's happening to me and all this other shit, okay? Your ability to bounce back, you've already proven in your past that you could bounce back. So draw from that. And the last thing here, guys, what will future Tom be proud of? What will future Joe or Dave or Sally, whoever you are, what will the future you be proud of? Do that. Be that. Guys, that's it. That's how I approach setbacks, obstacles, adversity. I simply go, all right, I got knocked down here. I got one option. I got one option. It's funny, that just kind of came out, right? I got one option. Get up. That's it. Take the fucking second option of laying on the ground. Take that off the table. You know, some are like, well, you got two options. Just stay there, you get up. No, you fucking got one option. You have to get up. You have to get up because of who you are. You have to get up because of the people that are counting on you. You have to get up for who you want to be in the future. So you really have one option. So guys, I want you to ask yourself today, how resilient are you? And how committed are you to standing up that eighth time after you've been knocked down seven? You guys rock. I got to roll. We'll see you. Fighters, appreciate you hanging out with me here today in the 5 a.m. fight. If you're not yet part of our private Facebook group, The Contractor Fight, head to thecontractorfight.com/Facebook. Join a kick-ass group of people who are helping each other get better. Super proud of the group, super proud of the people in it, and all that's being accomplished. And we'd love to have you there if you're not there. All right, you guys rock. We'll see you.